And we go now from performing Pythagoras to performing Ulysses.
That's the novel D.H. Lawrence called Journalistic Dirty-Mindedness. Virginia Woolf said it was the work of a queasy undergraduate scratching his pimples.
None of which prevents fans today of the novelist James Joyce from descending on Dublin on June 16th. That's the day in 1904 on which his masterpiece, Ulysses, takes place. This year, NPR's Rob Gifford went along.
If you walked around Dublin yesterday, you'd have seen a variety of young men in bowler hats and young women in long period dresses reciting on street corners to everyone and no one from Ulysses, the novel that telescopes the story of the Greek myth, the Odyssey, into one day in the lives of a group of ordinary Dubliners.
Perched on high stools by the bar, hats shoved back at the tables, calling for more bread, no charge. Swilling, wolfing, gobbling.
Now, we all read Ulysses in college English class, didn't we? No, me neither. No punctuation at all, just a bit too unliterature-like.
Joyce is like a nuclear explosion in literature, and people are still suffering from the radiation effects.
Irish Senator David Norris is arriving for a Bloomsday breakfast at Dublin's James Joyce Centre, one of dozens of events to be held across the city. Norris is a champion of the man who put the stream into stream of consciousness, James Joyce, and the book's hero, or anti-hero, Leopold Bloom.
Leopold Bloom is the average, ordinary, sensual man. He is Mr. Everyman. Joyce was the prophet of the extraordinariness of the ordinary.
After the breakfast, guided tours are offered by Joyce fans from afar for Joyce fans from afar.
All right, this is St. George's Church. So this is one of the first and last things that Leopold Bloom sees on his day in Ulysses.
Colleen Cox is a graduate student at Trinity College Dublin, originally from Anchorage, Alaska. She acts as a part-time tour guide along the Dublin roads described in intricate, some might say excruciating, detail in Ulysses.
I've read it a few times, and each time I find something new for the place in life that I'm at that moment. It speaks to all people, all races, all ages, all nations.
Eduardo Lago is a Spanish writer who lives and teaches in New York.
For me, it's the most important work ever written in the English language. I take a plane from New York only for this, and my friends do the same thing from different quarters of the world.
At a downtown event, someone's reading from Ulysses in Serbian. Back at the James Joyce Center, though, it's something of a relief to hear the confessions of three friends, Brendan Hughes, Michael Nash, and Liam Caldwell, who've been celebrating Bloomsday together for more than a decade.
I read the first page and then I gave up.
But I will admit to not comprehending everything that was in it.
We're actually here because we love it, but we haven't read it, if you know what I mean.
Pretty important.
We love it because we haven't read it, actually.
So it's not strictly necessary to have read Ulysses to enjoy Bloomsday. Now that's a holiday that a few of us might be able to get into. All the same, I'm leaving with a commitment to myself to try again. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Dublin.